Good morning. I'm Michelle Griego.
And I'm Ann Makovic. This is your Pix Now update. In Canada, breaking news, two police officers are among four people shot and killed in New Brunswick. A suspect is in custody, but there are still a lot of questions right now if there are any more suspects and what the motive might have been.
Back in the Bay Area, Berkeley police are asking the public for help identifying suspects wanted for property damage. They were caught in this video smashing car windows and an ATM Sunday during an unpermitted Civic Center Park rally. Many of the suspects were dressed in black and covered their faces. In total, police estimate they caused $12,000 in damage.
Today, Bay Area leaders are in San Francisco to welcome the new Salesforce Transit Center, the transportation hub at 425 Mission. Will connect 11 services from Caltrain to eventually high-speed rail. The Transbay Joint Powers Authority will host a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 11 this morning alongside Mayor London Breed and Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi. The transit center opens to the public tomorrow.
Today, Outside Lands kicks off with music, food, and massive crowds. This weekend, more than 200,000 people are expected to descend on Golden Gate Park. Headliners at this year's festival include Janet Jackson, Florence and the Machine, and The Weeknd.
Sounds like fun.
I know, it's a lot of fun. Well, this morning, the family members of the defendants in the Ghost Ship warehouse fire will have their chance to testify in court to ask the judge for leniency.
Both men responsible for running the warehouse pleaded no contest to 36 counts of involuntary manslaughter as part of the plea deal. Master Tenant Derek Almena agreed to 9 years in county jail, while Creative Director Max Harris agreed to 6 years. That fire was on December 2nd, 2016. It happened during a party the two threw at the warehouse off 31st Avenue in Oakland. Fire investigators say the electrical wiring and emergency exits were not up to code. And when a fire started just before midnight, 36 people were unable to get out of the building. They all died. Families of some of the victims say the sentence was nothing more than a slap on the wrist, and they are asking the judge to dismiss the plea bargain or change the sentencing.
This sentence is bankrupt.
3 months for Almena and 2 months for Harris for each of those lives was way too short.
Both men getting credit for time they've already served in jail while waiting for the trial. That means Almena could be released in 3.5 years and Harris just under 2 years. Right now, the jail sentences are based on that plea bargain. But testimony from the victims' families and the testimony today could cause the judge to hand down a different sentence.
Up north, the two fires making up the Mendocino complex have grown to about the size of Los Angeles. The river and ranch fires are still threatening thousands of homes, but some of those evacuated have been allowed to return. Overall, the complex fire is roughly 50% contained. Today, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen will meet with first responders.
In Charlottesville, this Sunday marks 1 year since a violent white supremacist rally turned deadly. Reporter John Lawrence explains how officials are taking extra precautions this weekend.
Plenty of police on the streets of Charlottesville, and a state of emergency is already declared.
What you can expect to see and what you can expect to engage is a very significant law enforcement presence in our community. And that presence is here as a support to our citizens.
All this for the anniversary of the fatal Unite the Right rally, which falls on Sunday. Tensions rose at the 2017 event.
Off our streets, Nazi scum! Off our streets, Nazi scum!
At one point, a car plowed into pedestrians who were protesting the white supremacists. 32-year-old Heather Heyer was run over and killed. A suspected neo-Nazi sympathizer was charged.
Here is where my daughter was ripped away from me.
Two Virginia State Patrol troopers were also killed in a helicopter crash as they were trying to bring calm to the area. Starting Friday night, a secure perimeter will be established in downtown Charlottesville. That includes street closures and parking restrictions. Officials say they are monitoring various bits of intelligence regarding the city and ask the public to point out any possible problems.
I would urge the citizens of Charlottesville and anybody else who is going to be visiting here is to continue to be vigilant. You can help deter some of these acts that might take place.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The man charged with murdering Heather Heyer, James Field Jr., goes on trial in November. The 21-year-old could face the death penalty.
All right, Brian Hackney is here now with a look at the weather. It's an all-important weekend, Brian, so give us some good news.
I will do that after I give you some bad news. That is that we've still got that fire weather watch that's posted up in the North Bay, so it's going to be a hot weekend with red flag warnings until 11 o'clock tomorrow night for the Mendocino and Carr fires. Winds are up a little bit at the upper elevations, and so there's still a big fire danger. As we look at live toward Sutro Cam, some low clouds out there, but you can see a lot of the city bathed in sunshine. Temperatures have gotten up to 54 in Santa Rosa after being in the upper 40s overnight. Concord has 63. So as you head out, not bad. Some fog and low clouds. A little bit better air quality today with some cooling coming in this weekend. The numbers inland are going to be falling from the upper 90s where they are today back into the low 90s over the weekend, and then by next week into the 80s. So that's a step in the right direction. High temperatures specifically. In Santa Rosa, it'll be 93 degrees. They've got the Sonoma County Fair happening up there this weekend. 88 for Napa. In Fairfield, 97. In Concord, 94 degrees. And in Livermore, 96. Fremont has 80 today. San Jose at 85. And Redwood City, former home of the National Weather Service, Redwood City, will be in the mid-80s. And the extended forecast for PixNow. 97 for today. Saturday and Sunday, the numbers inland come down, and they follow suit on Monday and Tuesday. And just in case you forget, there's that red flag warning posted this weekend. And so we will all be vigilant this weekend, even as we're enjoying all the things that are going on.
That is true, Brian.
Yeah.
And Mullins to the middle, and it is a touchdown, 49ers.
Oh, this is what 49ers fans have been waiting all summer to see. The team pulled off a comeback win in their first preseason game against the Cowboys. And the 49ers star quarterback made his 2018 season debut in the preseason game against the Cowboys.
The team won, pushing ahead in the last few seconds of the last quarter. Last season, Jimmy G only played one series in the game against the Cowboys. But Niners fans are called the faithful for a reason. After one disappointing season after another, they have stood by their team, and this year, Niners fans believe their new quarterback can help take them to the top.
I think he has the confidence of the team. I think he's got the football intelligence and the smarts, and I think it's going to be a great season.
I'm putting my money on the team. It's a team effort. It's going to take the team to win. It's not one person. That's why we're the faithful, because we got faith in our whole team, not just one person.
But before the game began, all eyes were on the players as they stood on the sideline. As the NFL figures out how to deal with players protesting on the field, a few 49er teammates did kneel, but then they stood up as soon as the national anthem began.
I'm just excited that football is back.
I can't believe it. I mean, football season, that means Christmas is around the corner.
No, don't think it about
does.
That already.
Okay. All right.
I did see some Halloween costumes, though, out in the store already.
I didn't think about really? That until you said it.
Yeah, no, somebody mentioned something about the pumpkin spice coffees coming back. So here we are.
It's only August.
Right. The football thing is, that's good. That's
it
good.
Is.
We'll
it
get
is.
Pumped.
You like football, too, huh?
Go
team.
He doesn't know. All right, we're going to be back with another update at the top of the hour.
And you can always listen in and watch us on your Google Home or Amazon Echo device. We'll see you soon.
PixNow News is sponsored by Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Summer is here, so get to the beach.
Where the days are warm and the nights are long.
The admission-free boardwalk is open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com and we'll see you at the
boardwalk.